Look at me. What you perceive creates an illusion of who I am.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
These arms hold the weight of my ambition. These hands craft efficiency. I build machines that gather light and give energy to my needs. Solar panels that power to make our future green.
You don't know me.
You just see me. My fingers are on the pulse of man's quest. I build robotics to inform what's next. In these innovations lie our success.
You don't know me.
I will belong to no limits. I code, I build, I create, I make.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
But you will.
Welcome to Eat, Pray, and Live. We are so glad that you joined us today. Today's show is Cuffed and Loaded. Are you ready for cuffing season? We'll be talking about the do's and the don'ts. Welcome. Hey!
She never want to ask us about it now. Ask us about the song again.
No, see, that's what happened. You see what happened? The old school gods cut y'all off.
Oh, man.
Some technical stuff happened in the booth, and we had to start all over because these two were blaspheming this sacred.
Don't believe
classic.
Her, America. That's not what happened.
This is a sacred.
We just see it as cleaning up.
Yeah, I would get up every morning and, like, you know, well, I would even
Cherie
make some
sees it as music,
like,
that makes her want to go and
want a cuff.
Enter a relationship.
Yeah. This don't make you warm and fuzzy?
Maybe if I got me a old player.
We're going to have a whole new panel next week. A whole new panel.
A young guy's not going to appreciate that music. That's all.
Well, okay.
If you know.
But, like, what you just sit, like, this is like walking and holding hands. Like, what is this?
What?
I didn't, like, we riding in a car.
Do you know how many times this show has been sampled?
I mean the show.
The song. Jamel, give me somebody. Come on, you quick with song.
Did it, Mary? Mary J. Blige.
Mary J. A lot of people have sampled, because this is, like, this song is sexy.
So, to
and
all
it's
the
sensual.
Dudes, if you want to set
and
the mood
romantic.
For Cherie, put this on, get some Cavassier.
And take us to Sizzler. Remember?
Sizzler.
Or go to Sizzler first, then
like
turn this on in the car ride
what?
On the way home.
1988 for
you, you are. That's guaranteed cuffing right there.
That's how you get it, right there.
Telling all my secrets. That's thanks, it. Zach. We can... Ain't no respect for Miss Patrice Russian and this beautiful,
she's
like I said,
nice.
This beautiful
yes.
gift.
Sure,
of
she's
song.
A very, very nice lady.
And wealthy because she's getting her money if it's being sampled.
Oh,
hopefully,
sampled
if she owns
so
it.
So many times. Right. Okay, we got to get it popping.
Yes.
That's a good sound.
Yes, it's been
that's
a long
a good
pop.
Sound. How is every how you pop. Living? How
I don't even
everybody?
Drink, and that does make me happy when
it
I hear
does.
That. I feel like something's about to happen
old.
Good.
You drink all that vodka in your cup?
No, this is water.
Come on,
Pat. That's
sure?
what they. That's what they all
cups.
Say.
Well, we got a lot of cups.
Okay, oh, I just hook me up
extra
to your left. You know they say pass the doobie to the left hand
right,
side.
Right, right.
Pass the champagne to the left hand side.
I thought it was a Dutchie. Pass the Dutchie to the left.
It might be.
I don't know. But to my left, speaking of passing to the left, on my left I have with me again
yes.
our guest co-host, Michelle Epps.
Woo-hoo.
Hey. Yes.
Thanks for the love.
And then to her left, oh, never mind. We have, no. I'm a little upset with Demetrius
so
today.
Much love.
Demetrius Jones in the house. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are hilarious.
Then we have...
Nothing to say.
Last but never least, my militant migo, Courtney will lead a protest.
Hey, y'all. What's
yes.
up?
Courtney Stewart in the house. So, hey, y'all. What's
hey.
Going on?
Hey.
How was everybody's week?
It was pretty good for me. I've been watching this show on NBC called Timeless. I appreciate
you liking Time Loop.
Hey, shouts out to the writers for actually including a black character that goes back in time and show true. How difficult it was for black people in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Oh,
it's really
that's
hey, that's
what network nice is that on?
NBC.
Okay, yeah.
So hey, watch it now.
What day?
In case it get canceled,
and it's on Hulu. It's also on Hulu.
What so day does it come on though?
I don't know. I watch it.
I watch it on Hulu, so I don't know when it come on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've been sick.
Mondays. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah. I've been ill. I had a little cold. I still got a little bit of.
Well, since when?
Whoa.
Since last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're not infectious.
Did you do it too?
Yeah.
She's patient zero.
See what I'm saying?
We
were
all leaning.
No, when you got a cold, I can't afford to be sick
obviously,
and go down.
Ain't nobody got time for that. The cuffing fever has not hit our panel yet because
it's
you
still
know,
summer right now.
Love is unconditional.
It's right. It's hot. It's not cuffing season in LA because it's 99 degrees outside.
But it is cuffing season in the world.
In the world.
And
in the world.
And spiritual. You don't start to feel like when the holidays and you different smells. You go to Starbucks. They got the pumpkin spice latte. That don't get you in the holiday mood?
It does. The holiday mood, right?
I would say that women begin to change. I don't know how much that changes men, but women begin to change because they want gifts for the holidays.
Lord,
and you got this stretch between now and February. So typically, no one is going to file for divorce around this time because they're like, we'll do it after the holidays. They normally do it before. I don't want to have to see them. So, yeah. It's a change for women. So,
okay,
yeah.
Well, we're going to get into that all in our main right. set because I want to hear all about that.
I'm going to drink some champagne
that's
cool. on
that's
that
That's interesting.
That's cool.
Cheers.
Let's talk about some current events that have happened this week. Are y'all up on this Nicki Minaj and Sharon Osbourne situation?
Yeah.
Well, let me read to you what Nicki Minaj said. She said, I am so tired of black women feeling that when our men get rich, they're going to leave them for a white woman of a different race. The super bass rapper 33 fumed in Marie Claire's November issue. It wasn't funny when Kanye said in Gold Digger, when he got on, he'll leave your ass. Ooh, did I really say that? He'll leave your ass for a white girl. And Kanye happens to be with a white girl now, she pointed out. It's funny when he said it, but it was effing true. So she's since retracted the whole beef with Kanye. She just said, hey, I'm just speaking the truth. But the real beef she has is with Sharon Osbourne. And she said when Kim Kardashian's naked picture came out, Osbourne praised it. The problem was, I guess Sharon Osbourne said on the talk that the album cover of Anaconda was cheap. She's like, this is what Sharon said. She said, it just looks cheap. She said, I love women's bodies, I love nudity, but this is cheap. So, of course, Nicki went after her and she got some backlash. Let's see. She said she wasn't trashing she wasn't saying it was raunchy or trashing it when a white woman did it. She said, but when a black woman did it, that's where the beef came from. She said, I think it's quite pathetic and sad, but that is my reality, and I've gotten accustomed to just shutting it down. Huh. That's the cover. Who is that?
That's Nicki Minaj.
That's Nicki on Anaconda.
No, who's that
who's
face?
Who's coming out of her booty?
It's not Kanye. It's not Kanye.
It's Demetrius.
That's no,
what it's I
not.
It was
no, Demetrius. No, it's not. It's not me. I would not be coming out of that booty.
And you, it. I put your head there. That
That's
is
me.
You.
That's
it
me.
Really is
yeah,
you.
Really you.
All right.
All right, Demetrius.
What's wrong with you?
Okay,
I ain't even mad at
listen,
you.
Listen, we just want to have
cool.
a little fun. Did we see the picture of
that
of,
is me.
Did we see Kim's picture? Let's see Kim's picture. Well,
that's Sharon's picture.
Okay, that's who is that?
That's there's Kim's.
Yeah, but that's not
paper.
The picture that.
That is
Courtney.
That Courtney?
That's Courtney's face.
<I'm>
that. I can't see the sun, the light from the light.
Shiny booty picture.
Shiny booty.
But y'all kind of weigh in on this. And then the other one that Zach showed was the selfie of Sharon Osbourne, who I guess was so inspired by Kim's selfie, naked selfie, that she decided to do this. So you guys weigh in on that. What do you think about what Nikki said? Nobody has an opinion.
I think, if I'm going to jump in, one, I think what Kanye said in the song was true, and it was funny as hell. Mm-hmm. I disagree with Nikki on that, but I think both her and Sharon are right. What Nikki did on the cover, I think Nikki's a dope rapper. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think on that cover it does look cheap. That's the classic stripper pose. And Nikki did this pose back in 2011, except she was faced the other way and said she regretted doing it because it was Lil' Kim's pose and she thought it was unnecessary. So, but at the same time, I do agree with her that people can be harder on black women for doing the same thing that white women do. I'm not necessarily finding that true in this case because I know the pose that Sharon is doing that Kim Kardashian did. I don't necessarily think that Kim needs to show herself naked all as much as she does either, but that's a classier pose than what Nikki did. I can't deny that. So,
okay. What do you think, Courtney? She's batting them eyelashes. Demetrius, you better duck.
No. I actually agreed because when we had discussion when the Anaconda cover came out, and I was like, because I thought it was garbage. Like, I just thought it did look cheap and rough. But
let's pull up the Anaconda cover just, again.
It wasn't saying anything new. It wasn't like even when Kim did her pose in the front. It was saying something at that time that hadn't been said.
Right.
I feel like the Anaconda thing was just kind of like, here we go again. Like,
right. And keep in mind, the song that it samples is Sir Mix-a-Lot's song, which, for some reason, I do not understand why has become associated with overweight white women.
Which one? You talking about Big Butts?
Yes. Yeah, because that's who it became to celebrate. But if you listen to that song is a song that celebrates black women. Now, I'm happy that Sir Mix-a-Lot got paid from it, and I've seen him on shows, and you know what he's supposed to say. This ain't for you if you want to take it. That's what the song is about, and it's a song of empowerment. It's a song of appreciating something. Mm-hmm. Like Courtney said, this don't do that song any service to me at all.
If you think about what she raps about, because in this song, Anaconda, she's talking about different men she did. One was a drug dealer. She's giving that represents what she's talking about in that song, and you know
that. But I don't think Sharon Osbourne had all that information. You know what I mean? She's basically looking at this picture.
Does it look cheap to you?
No, I don't think it looks cheap. No, not in comparison to what Kim did.
So a selfie with somebody just in the bathroom in the mirror naked looks the same as this?
No, we're not talking about just the selfie. We're talking about
the whole paper.
Exactly.
And the shiny booty.
And she had a glass on her booty in one picture, the shiny.
Which technically was an art spoof off of, what was it, Grace Jones?
That didn't look cheap though.
I don't think it looked cheap, but I think it's the concept that like her body is being praised and everybody's okay with her being naked because she's white, and then somehow we're not able to praise Nikki's. Like I just think the Anaconda example is not a good example because
and Kim is butt naked. Nikki has a sports bra on, and I think that's a thong in there.
Yeah, she got.
I don't know.
It is really because
it's a thong, right?
There was some. Yeah, it's a thong. There were some pictures that had the star to kind of cover the
crack
her behind the crack of her. Yeah, but yeah, she had a thong on. So, but a white woman, even poses nude. Frontal nudity, and we consider that art.
Yes. That's not fair.
Would it have still been cheap if you said she had a frontal picture?
The frontal one was way worse, but like Courtney pointed out.
But she had clothes on though, right? Yeah. She had
But it's way worse, but like Courtney pointed out when Lil' Kim did it, it was something about that time period.
It was a commentary on something. Right. Like she was saying something with that. They all been naked for however long, like
this is an album cover. This is the art of an album cover.
And Anaconda's representing big ass.
Anaconda is the
I would much rather see her do this.
Everything big.
So if we had an end. Okay, that's it.
No, I'm about to piggyback on that.
I'm just saying, she didn't.
If you want to do something truly empowering, not that I want to see it, I prefer to see ass, personally. But if you go do a song called Anaconda, right? Mm-hmm. And why is she showing like a dude or something?
Because nobody wants to see that.
Why is she showing what now?
The anaconda, isn't that about a penis? Or is it me? It's not about an ass.
But it's not just about a penis, but it's about...
But that's why I'm saying that butt is representing that. Because anaconda means big, oversized. That's what it represents, an oversized snake.
But okay, wait a second. It could be, too. Think about it. Anaconda, it does mean, yeah.
Right.
And she's in a position, like a riding position. So it makes sense to me.
It makes sense, but it wasn't all
Sharon,
that creative.
Like, I don't
Sharon wasn't wrong for what she said, but I just can't say she was wrong for what she said.
I don't think it looks cheap. I would have worn different
I just
shoes,
do not understand I don't how you don't cheap. Think that looks cheap.
I don't think it looks cheap.
What would look cheap?
Define cheap.
Stripper-like. Ho-ish.
So strippers are cheap?
Some. Yeah.
She ain't no stripper, though.
It's cheap because it's just played. Like, it's like the stripper culture in general is played. Like, and even when this came out, it was played. Like, you can express the sexuality of it, and you could have came up with a better idea than just squatting with
I
want
to know what would she have to do to look cheap to you? I'm just curious. If this isn't cheap looking, what is?
I don't think it looks...
I'm going to send you some naked pictures of some women. I want you to tell me if they're cheap.
I wouldn't say cheap.
Is it artistic?
I wouldn't say cheap. Yeah, I see it as art. It's on her album cover. It's not like she got in her bathroom, took a selfie. That's cheap to me.
I wish our producer could pull up some of those Two Live Crew album covers. Cheap. So since it's an album cover, everything on the album cover is art?
Well, I mean, it is. That's exactly what they did a photo shoot. It's cheap art. Somebody came up with a concept.
But it represents...
I don't think it's cheap.
And what she's talking about in the song, in the video, she just keeps shaking it.
Yeah.
And I mean... Yeah. It's,
all right, we got to move on. Lord have mercy.
Everybody's like...
Don't tire me out.
I'm tired anyway.
Because I'm not against Nikki or nothing. It's like... I just can't get with that.
I don't understand why that looks cheap and Kim Kardashian's shiny face look cheap.
Well, I think Kim looks cheap in general. Let me just make that clear. And I say that only because the naked thing is... played. Like, you've done it. Like, I would be more amused if you put on some clothes and, like, did a really artistic photo shoot. I'd be like, oh my God, you got clothes on. Like,
hello.
So for me, like, the naked thing is just...
I think you're comparing the wrong pictures, though. Because the picture is the one in the bathroom that Sharon was praising, where she's just taking the selfie in the bathroom. Sharon wasn't, from what I know, she wasn't praising that particular picture. That's why Sharon did a picture where she did the same
thing. But she didn't have anything to say about that.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
She didn't have anything to say about that.
All right.
The double standard exists.
Yeah, I think it does exist.
It does.
Yes. Whether or not we agree in this particular example or not, we know it does exist.
Right. Yeah. I would agree with that.
So, all right. Well, shoot. Let's get into our main segment. I love the gold handcuffs. The gold heart handcuffs. Cuffing
That's
season. No, that is not... the cuff that we're talking about. I'm going to read to you what, and thank you, Jamel. We had Jamel in the house. Jamel gave us this idea. And I played Patrice Rushen, you know, song. And apparently that's outdated. I didn't know what cuffing season was. I had no clue. I thought it was some 50 Shades of Grey kind of stuff. And they all know. So you guys, thank you for keeping me spry. And thank you for keeping me in the loop. All right, let me read what cuffing season is. And this is courtesy of Urban Dictionary. During the fall...
Urban Dictionary.
I love the Urban Dictionary.
I love it.
That's where I learned teabagging. I didn't know what that was. Oh. That's a whole other show. Okay.
I hope it isn't.
Things you do.
I hope it is not another
things
show.
You do in cuffing season.
I do not
season.
Want to talk about that.
Bullet point. Teabag.
Stop, y'all. Stop. During the fall and winter months, people who would normally rather be single or promiscuous find themselves along with the rest of the world desiring to be cuffed or tied down by a serious relationship. The cold weather and prolonged indoor activity causes singles to become lonely and desperate to be cuffed. And the peak season of cuffing season, we're in it right now. We're in the midst of it. It's mid-October through February. That's why everybody you know is born. Yes, we got a lot of August people. I know a lot of September babies. When it gets cold, you know, people wants to cuff and cuddle and, you know, and do their thing. So we kind of want to give you some do's and don'ts. This is real, y'all. Whether you know what cuffing season means or not, but there's a time of year when we just become a little more romantic, a little more nostalgic, and we can like people that we don't normally like. They start to just appeal to us again. What is that about?
You sound like she got something on her mind.
Well, no, I'm trying to figure out if that's happening to me right now.
Yes, it is. It happened to me this week. I don't even like this dude. Why am I texting him?
What?
Cuffing season.
Well, let me say this. You better get on it. Because before you know it, cuffing season will pass.
And spring will be here and the hose will be back out. So
and you will be alone on Christmas Day.
Silly.
Ready to shoot yourself. I'm telling you. Oh. You got to get it together.
You silly. I'm going to get it together. But you know what happens during the holiday season, cuffing season. There are a lot of parties, celebrations, and whatnot. And I do want to throw in a party that went wrong. Because we do need party etiquette. Because there will be a lot of parties during cuffing season. So party etiquette, we need plus one. Should you assume that you can bring a plus one?
No.
Okay, there was a recent incident, and we have a picture. A recent incident with Russell Crowe and Azealia Banks. Well, apparently Russell, you know, it's the cuffing season. Russell wanted to have 10 people, 10 of his friends, get together in a hotel room. And I'm going to emphasize hotel room. That's small, that's intimate. And eyewitnesses say that Azealia just acted a plain fool. She was a guest of RZA.
Yeah.
She was his plus one. Now, he probably should have never brought a plus one to a party of 10 to something very, very intimate. And I'm sure he probably won't do it again anytime soon. He was probably just caught up in the whole cuffing season mood and zone, and it went terribly wrong.
Yeah, well, I heard he was an artist. She's an artist on his label.
Is that what it
perspective,
is?
Yeah. Perspective.
Okay.
Because he's very married.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well. Yeah. I'm not. Okay. So he brought her. Let me take the cuffing off.
But he's trying to cuff her business wise.
I think he was trying to impress her.
But cuffing season, we just become everybody becomes a little nicer. You'll notice that in traffic, people will let you go. When you're at a store, people will open the door. So people just become a little more benevolent and nicer. So we're not gonna say he wanted to cuff her.
Right. Right.
But okay.
Michelle, I think he was trying to.
It doesn't matter what he's trying to do.
This is relevant. He was trying to give her an orientation because in order for her to be the artist that he probably wants her to be, he needs to take her to certain places.
That is a good point.
And this is kind of a test to see, like, how do you handle yourself when I take you around an A-list star, his A-list team, or the people that I deal with, because this is where I want you to go.
And but he should know that was Azealia risky. Is crazy as hell but and has been for quite some time.
See, I don't really think that he was trying to see how she was going to act. I think because if you think about it, when you first sign a record deal.
And tell what happened, just for our audience who doesn't know, what happened at this party?
Well, she started going off calling Russell Crowe white men or white people.
I guess it was the music.
He played some old music. She started to criticize it and laugh. Russell didn't take kindly to it.
Russell, I could be at that party because I like old music. That's all I'm saying.
Patricia.
Me too, just because we didn't know Patricia.
Yeah, so she started to clown, which is not proper etiquette. I've been at a party. I will never forget. It was the worst music I have ever heard from beginning to end. And I was next to a dude who had to be like 60 old white dude, and we're talking and we're clearly like different music. He's like, this is some terrible shit. It was stuff we hadn't heard. So when you go to the party, you just got to chill out and just take it. Yeah. And I need to agree with you too, because he is trying to impress her. And I think he is trying to see, like, are you going to embarrass me? And she embarrassed the shit out of
him. And then, because I think, didn't he worked with Russell on a movie, right?
Probably.
Yeah, so he might have wanted to talk to Russell about investing. You never know. This is my artist. She messed up. She fucked up.
But Courtney, you said she
Azalea Banks is constantly doing something crazy, like, or yelling at somebody over Twitter inappropriately. Like, she is known to be off.
But you know how you think somebody will ghost that somebody's crazy, but they won't be crazy when for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll be normal. Maybe he thought that.
Because if that's the case, why did he sign her? See, she probably
because she's brilliant. She's talented, so which is why it's sad. Because her music is actually
and said, "I've learned my lesson. I'm trying to get my."
I haven't heard it really, and I was like, "I need to check it out."
She's got some good stuff. She just her cloudy messiness in the social media universe and attacking people all the time clouds anything she ever does musically.
Yes, but see, that's probably why she's so great at what she does, because she's so out there. You know what I mean? Maybe. But she just can't get it together. You know how a lot of artists are like that.
I want to say yes if we were talking like about Kanye, but God. I laid down when I got this from you, when I got the sheet, I was like, man, I need to look up her music, because I'm in a place where I feel like she's one of those people who are just acting crazy trying to get Kanye-like attention, and I've never seen it not work. Where it's like you doing crazy shit, but people still ain't paying attention to your music.
It doesn't work as well for women playing the crazy card than it does for men. And that's real.
But I think she goes too far.
Well, obviously, he had to put her out of the party.
Is there any women? Kanye
waited 2 years into his career. He wasn't crazy in the beginning. Yeah. Remember?
No. That's true.
That's true.
You got to get in there. Get some albums under your belt.
You just can't come
get a good
crazy.
Record deal and then show the craziness. That's who you really are.
That's right. That's true. Party etiquette. So we all agree, do not assume that if you get an invitation to a party, that it means...
It depends on the party, and it depends on who you bring it. Because if you were a really bad girl and you get an invite to a really nice place and you really trying to impress her, fuck that, I'm bringing her. That's it. Like, come on. And just come on. And we're going to have a
Beauty's
good time.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Y'all gotta see the previous show to get that one.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I'm not bringing anybody. I never bring anyone.
Cuffing season. Okay.
Trying to cuff.
You trying to
snatch him up?
What's your cold weather vibe, though? Like, when it starts to get cold, what do you want to do? Do you tend to just want to be out at parties? Do you want to stay home?
I feel like I want to eat more.
I want to eat.
Like cakes, cookies, and pies.
Ooh.
Yeah. You want to cook too?
That's I do want to
cook. You want to cook?
Yeah. Yeah. Cook more.
Yeah, yeah, y'all hear that?
I know.
And wear leather.
Ooh.
Okay, girl.
Oh, so it brings out
the conversation.
Your creep meter goes up.
That's what may come off, but you know, leather pants, leather jackets.
But where you want to wear these leather pants?
Yeah, where you going? Because you said you just want to eat and cook.
No, that was I want to do all of those things.
You making cupcakes in leather?
No, not in leather. I'm going to make the cupcakes and put the leather on.
Okay.
And then you take them to somebody. No. In the leather. No, I'm joking.
She nasty.
I'm joking.
Demetrius, what do you do?
She just took me back. It's this one girl. I'm not going to say her name. I only had one girl show up at my house with just a trench coat on. I will never forget
that. Did you like that?
Hell yes, I did. Man. She knows who she is. She knows who she is.
You know what? I just think that's so cliche that if I were to do that, but that's the guy would be like, really?
No, that's...
I don't think he would.
No,
and you took your jacket off?
He's going to be like, oh, that's so cliche.
Right. He's going to be like, great idea.
Let's go.
You can do this again.
Never forgot that. But coming back. No, honestly, when this time rolls around for me, I want to shop. And I get into the Christmas spirit. Halloween, I used to like to go out. I really just want to hand candy out to kids. That's what I did last year.
Aww, that's
great. Yeah, that's it. That's all I really want to do.
Sweet. I did that one year. It didn't work out too well. I put like I did it on an honor system. This is when I was in a gated community. Let me put it in context. I was in a gated community and I wasn't going to be home. But I didn't want the kids to be deprived. So I put a big cauldron. I bought this little black, cute little witch's cauldron. And I put a bunch of candy in it. And I, you know, put a little sign. It said, boys and ghouls. You know, basically just
why the girls had to be ghouls?
It just worked out that way, Corey. It just worked out that way this time.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, just take a couple pieces and, you know, basically be kind. Think of the next people. Lord, I happened to be home one year when I did it. And these about 14-year-old, 15-year-olds yep. were trashing my damn porch.
Wow.
What? So I heard all this ruckus because I was not supposed to be home, but I ended up staying home. Heard all this because I didn't think anybody was home. All the lights were off. Heard all this ruckus. I had a candle outside, child. They had lit some paper on fire.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I opened that door.
They ran off with the cauldron.
I called each one of them. I said, you all get right back here. I said, get up on this porch. And it was like, they all came back on the porch. I said, dump out your bag. I took all their candy. The candy that they had before they got to my house. I put it all in. Put it all on the porch. And stomp this damn fire out.
They had to forfeit all their candy, all the candy from all the other houses.
Lord,
can I ask, I'm curious.
I jacked them. I did.
Black kids, white kids.
No, that was white kids.
You know she scared the hell out of them.
You know,
black lady.
Angry black lady. Get to the way. Nobody ever told me that.
Right.
Oh, my God. It was so funny.
So do you want a cuff now? Are you ready to be cuffed? And okay,
really?
When does it end for you? When does cuffing season begin and when does it end for you?
Well, you know what? I think that there is some validity in this whole cuffing season October through February. Yeah.
Through February.
What happens to me in cold weather, I just kind of want to be home. I like to hibernate. I just want to be home. Mm-hmm. I want to be in my Snuggie. You know, that's the blanket with sleeves. Mm-hmm. You know,
you have a Snuggie?
I do.
I got one too.
I have a pink Snuggie. I love it. I love it.
Mine's blue.
Watching movies, drinking mulled wine. I'm going to give y'all the
rest.
You're
going
to wear a Snuggie. I want the mermaid one.
Oh, the Snuggie is this.
You want the mermaid.
There's one with the mermaid because you can put your feet in and it's a tail.
See, I don't want my feet back.
Because sometimes I want my feet.
I need my legs.
You don't like to be tied up.
Get cold. Oh. Not by the feet.
No,
she wasn't talking about that.
Don't tie me up by the feet. But you can tie the feet up. Think about it. You don't tie feet up. What you gonna get done?
You have to tie them to something.
And apart.
Okay, apart. I'm thinking tied, bound together. Well, you did say mermaid.
Well, I was just talking about the blanket. Y'all had another conversation.
I'm thinking, yeah.
And your feet can come out the tail, right?
Yeah, you can come out. So y'all got prospects for this cuffing season? Y'all got, because you really need to build a team five prospects.
That's what, I don't.
It's like a draft.
You said a team?
It's like a draft. If you think about it, you got to have a board and figure out, okay, like,
I vote for that. I think there should be multiple ones during the cuffing season.
Oh, wow. So that's a cuffing season do.
Yes.
Have multiple
prospects. Yeah.
Multiple options.
It's okay to cuff with more than one person. And when I think cuff, I think cuddling. Okay. I'm going to be cuddling and all that. No,
no. Hold up. Hold
okay,
up.
Like,
hold
bring
up.
It down,
hold up. Because we're setting this up for a whole moment. Now you don't win into spring. See, I say have some prospects and you pick somebody. Go forward.
Oh,
y'all have bastardized what you said. Yeah, you
we
need
talking
to have
about two different things.
See, Courtney, your militant me.
See, I know that's my militant me.
I want to know. I just want to know where she meeting all. You don't get five.
I was surprised.
And we need some
you
air
meet
up
them in
here.
Random places.
It's little toasty.
I met three last night.
You met three last night.
I did, and I was shocked because I don't like. I'm not intending to meet anybody.
Now, were they all prospects? Like, they're doable? All of them?
Two of them are definitely possible.
Are they first round draft picks? Or
I mean, they ain't
round?
First round yet because we ain't really had picks? Enough conversation.
Okay,
for so,
we,
to
need,
be first.
We need strategy
but yeah,
for our viewers and listeners.
We need strategy.
How are you going to ensure that cuffing season does not turn into hoe season?
Well,
how
because I'm not a hoe. So, like,
do you ever have a whole moment?
I really need definitions because like, that's real
moment?
General. Because like when you say a whole moment, is a whole moment like
Demetrius just got personal.
You know, you made out with somebody and then you made out with somebody else, or you actually got to go do.
You sure rattled it off real quick.
I'm just
so yeah,
asking,
I want to know too. I'm like,
you know,
every I had this conversation with some friends, and I don't want to say who it is.
Garland.
No. It's a girl who said this whole moment thing. Like, sometimes I might have a whole moment. I don't want to say who it is, but I do want to give her credit, but I want to say who it is. So I was like, yeah, I get that sometimes women have a whole moment. You're not a whole, you just had a whole moment.
But you do have a whole moment. But don't make it a whole season. Right. That's the thing. Right. Have a moment.
But can you be excused from a whole moment if you just got out of a long-term relationship?
You don't have to ask them that.
I think that's
usually when whole moments happen.
It's very difficult. Yeah. Let me say this. It's very difficult to come from a long-term situation and then go immediately into cuffing season. You really can't do that. That's like going from college to the playoffs. NBA playoffs. You can't do that. What you need to do,
America.
Have your team.
Have your moments.
And enjoy
your moments and fun.
Have your team, okay?
Yeah, being in a long-term relationship, when you come out, you're ready to have some fun.
But see, you know what, though? Cuffing. But you're being logical about it, which is what we need to do, is put some logic behind it. Because the feelings are, like I said, I mean, nobody wants to be alone during the holidays. And the holidays have a way of bringing out your loneliness. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
So what's your strategy?
My strategy to what?
To cuff somebody.
To cuff somebody up.
Look, it's October. We're almost about to end the year.
Listen, what I know, now that I'm hip, thank you, Jamel, that I know that it is cuffing season. I know that there is a cuffing season. I'm going to protect me from me.
You're not going to cuff nobody?
I ain't got to cuff nobody. Well, let me tell you what I like to do. Let me tell you I got to do. It's the do's and don'ts about cuffing season. One of my do's is fireplace, get you a good book, get you a mug, and I'm going to teach y'all how to make mulled wine. It is the best ever. It's like cider, but it's wine. So just sit you by the fireplace, read your book.
Girl, but you gonna drink that wine and want a cuff.
Me, no. I can be very, very satisfied by myself. Boom.
Let me say this. I cannot. And during the time, like I said, I like to shop. I like to have somebody to buy gifts for.
Well, you can buy gifts for me.
I'll take one, and I'll be really thankful.
I remember one time I had a conversation with one of my boys. I was like, man, don't invest in random women. I love y'all, but I want to invest in somebody that's going to be around.
You need some ROI on that.
And provide me with sex, too.
wait. So you got to get sex in order to get a gift?
I'm not just giving gifts to random women. Oh. My name is Demetrius Jones, not Santa Claus. So it's not my ministry. It's not what I do. So, but hey, that's me. For those who it ain't tricking if you got it. Trick on, but it's not me. It's not doing
it. There's a dumb man who doesn't drink.
What am I drink for? You want to know what would happen if I drank? You had me doing so much BS. I'm like, how did I end up doing this? Drinking with Cherie. Took her shopping on Rodeo. Ain't got my damn rent money. No.
Michelle then came up to Rodeo.
I'm a slip Demetrius.
We was just pouring it up in Louis Vuitton.
So what did we establish what not to do during cuffing season?
Well, don't get pregnant. That's one thing. Don't get pregnant.
Be smart.
Unless it's a long-term thing.
Unless you want
to
get pregnant.
If he wants to give you an early Christmas present, and if you know what I mean, make them wrap it up.
Don't get pregnant, because you don't really know this person. You haven't been through the summer with them. You haven't said to this dude, hey, I'm about to head to Ibiza with my girls, and had him say, no, you about to sit your ass down and y'all argue, and you leave and you come back and he don't pour bleach on your clothes because he's crazy. You ain't had that happen yet.
What?
So Precisely.
So you ain't been through nothing with this person yet.
Yeah, don't
so
have no baby. That's 18 years.
I mean, I say don't have no baby, period.
Well, some of our viewers and listeners are saving themselves for their husband. So like I said, get you a good book, get you some wine. That's your you take communion, you spend some time with Jesus, get you a little bit of wine, and you just celebrating the first miracle. Get in front of the fireplace,
Hallelujah.
And do what you need to do to please yourself.
This is not going to work. This is a recipe. This is because this is a recipe.
It's all pent up.
You're going to break out that phone. You're going to call that dude. And y'all going to get together. You'll be like, and you're going to hate yourself.
Listen, do y'all know how satisfying being in the presence of God is?
It's fantastic.
It's the fullness of joy.
Yes, it
really is. You don't need anything.
I agree.
So I would say to our listeners that are Christians or godly people that are trying to save themselves, this is the time where you kind of hone in and you spend time with the Lord. That's my little advice. Okay. They laughing.
I'm laughing because at the end of the day, the same God that you're talking about, that I am about to speak about, gave you certain desires and urges that are going to have to be satisfied.
Okay.
Now, I'm trying to get you to satisfy them in a responsible way.
You redirect. You know what, Demetrius?
What you about to say?
I ain't saying you're going to hell for eternity, but you're going to spend at least a weekend there.
I promise you. Let me say, I thought about this the other day. I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to be real good. Because I give money to Muslims, Christians, Hindus. Wow. However it work out, I'm going to land in somebody's paradise. So I'm pretty good.
I can't with you.
But you, hey.
Well, let me tell you what not to do. Let's give some nods. What I'm not going to do is get caught up and show our next picture. You know, people be getting caught up thinking they in love real quick because this is the time. You're susceptible. Yeah. Understand that you are susceptible and you are vulnerable. Whatever you do, don't get no matching tattoos.
Oh, that's so cute.
Lord,
that's so cute. Wouldn't do that, but that's...
get no matching tattoos.
That is not
tattoos.
Cute.
It's not.
That's an ugly tattoo.
Is it? But it's like... Mm-hmm. He's,
and
he's
his and her Pac-Man. Pac-Man
and they go kiss because that's what they do. Remember
the
on the thing and then they go...
Lord, they going
to play. It's a game to be played and that's it.
So give a nod. Give a quick nod. And then we got
a quick nod?
Because I want you to do our Halo Award, Demetrius.
Oh, my quick nod is don't co-sign for shit. Oh. Don't co-sign nothing during cuffing season.
That's good.
I'm going to say don't meet the parents during cuffing season.
Ooh, that's a good one, Michelle.
That's hard, though, because it is holidays.
But you still... Be careful how you're introduced. That's like, good. You make sure I'm the friend. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Should a man propose during the holidays? If you had a friend that was in love with his girlfriend or whatever, do you think that his love is just heightened because of the season?
If they've crossed that honeymoon period, yeah.
No. Say he likes her a lot. Season comes, and all of a sudden he's in love and he wants to... What would you... Are you gonna tell Garland?
It depends. I don't believe in proposing on birthdays or any holidays.
Why?
Because if it go bad, then you always remember. That's the day I propose. I have no idea when I propose to my ex-wife. No idea what day it is. I have no idea when we divorce. I have no idea when we get married. We got married. Oh. It's all been deleted.
Well, we'll just FYI, we'll propose to me on Christmas Day.
See?
Terrell proposed to me on my birthday. Oh. Both them Negroes is gone. I'm just saying.
Are you reminded automatically?
No, it ain't gonna mess up my day. Oh, no. Christmas is still Christmas.
There you go.
And my birthday is my birthday. No,
but just don't propose to Sheree on any holidays on her birthday.
Take me to Sizzler and propose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or in front of the fireplace.
I gotta don't real quick. Don't cuff all the way. Keep your options open. Because you can cuff a little bit, like, and hang out and have a good time and have somebody that's sort of like the person maybe that you have a lot of fun with. So you have somebody if you need a plus one. So you know you can go to a party and you won't have an Azalea Banks situation. Like, but you ain't got to lock the cuffs.
What if you just need to hold somebody? You got your little roster, like you and Demetrius suggested.
You know, have one or two
Just one person that maybe you snuggle with.
Yeah, okay. But you pick them from that.
So
if
you have two people that you're snuggling with, are you going into whole territory?
No. I think you need two.
You need to check the snuggling qualities. Because what if it's not good? You didn't pick the wrong snuggler.
When have you ever had a bad snuggle?
But maybe it's uncomfortable. Maybe they're hot.
A bad snuggle? Is snuggle or is snuggle sex?
Snuggle.
Oh, you just mean a hug?
Spooning and snuggling.
Spooning.
Now, who are these men
who
that just
spoon with you?
How old are you? 10?
That's what I said. Multiple men.
I gotta get out this
hand. You know, women, we like to be held.
They like...
And then it's cold weather. Now we really want to be held because it's cold. You kind of want somebody. You want somebody strong. Like to be held.
Don't you snuggle after you have sex?
Halo Award.
Okay, first let me run through this real quick. The Halo Award this week is going to Terrence Cunningham, the president of the International Association of Police Chiefs. I don't have time to do the entire apology, but he made an attempt to give an apology for the past transgressions, some that were legally sanctioned against minorities. I agree with Al Sharpton that I want to see this accompanied with action, but I was surprised that he received a standing ovation amongst the police chiefs in San Diego at their meeting when he said this. So I'm not saying that everything is all good, but I am saying that this does help, and it was surprising and a bit touching.
It was very touching. Actually,
awesome.
I thought.
Awesome. All right, so let me give my little takeaways. I've kind of summed it up a little bit. Avoid being thirsty or too easy. Don't get caught in the clutches of a cuff romance by giving off the vibe of being too needy or too easy. We don't want to do that. Otherwise, you will find that cupping season can very easily turn into hoe season. Hello. Cuffing up, and keep in mind that cuffing up can lead to bigger long-term problems, like an unexpected pregnancy, an STD. So be careful in these sentimental streets, or a season could turn into a lifetime of regrets. Mm. Don't let your jolly turn into folly. Mm. And that is our show. Mm. All right. Cheers. Thank you for watching, you guys. Demetrius, you just nasty.
Me? You want somebody to sit up there all hard?
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.